Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, the Australian share market's set for a positive start to trade today. The futures market suggesting the ASX 200 will kick off with a gain of around 0.5%. So that is an excellent outcome if it holds true, given the fact that the tone that we saw for Wall Street was quite mixed last night. On the one hand, the broader market struggled to advance. I suppose it's reasonable to consider its performance has been one of consolidation, given the fact that we're at the other end of a two-day Fed meeting where the Fed has signaled the potential for rate increases, albeit some way off at the end of 2023. But what it does signal to the markets is that now we are at the earliest stages of the exit strategy for all of the support that has been orchestrated by central banks globally. So it's not the first step, but we have certainly begun that journey. So that's never a welcome one when investors have to consider the prospect of largesse being removed in the form of lower interest rates, bond purchases, and indeed government initiatives. But that's all to play out over a very long time. Nonetheless, it has cast a little bit of a pall over prices last night. You could see it in the form of long-term interest rates. So bond yields fell in yield, rose in price, an indication perhaps that those upgrades in relation to inflation or growth forecasts might be a bit too aggressive, and that might translate to rate increases sooner than the 2023 prediction from the Fed. So it's a reasonably complex conversation for the moment, but I suppose one way of simplifying it at least is the other aspect of what we've heard from the central bank, and that is that the move higher in inflation for the time being is transitory, and that it's not going to see them running off piste in terms of raising rates anytime as a result of that. So that's still, you could make the case that not all that much has changed in relation to those expected settings. So what we saw last night, as I said, technology stocks did well with the NASDAQ hitting a record high. That was moving hand in glove with those lower bond yields. So that might be supportive as far as our own technology stocks are concerned. The counterpoint to that being, though, that the US dollar has hit a two-month high overnight, and that is a reflection of that discussion around higher interest rates in the medium term. So in doing so, the increase in the greenback has put downward pressure on a range of commodity prices. So oil, for example, down by around 4%. Most metals prices were down last night, with the exception of iron ore. It was up by more than 3%. It's back around $220 per ton, so closer to that record north of $230 per ton. So just keep an eye on that commodity-facing stock sector, because they are rather sensitive to fluctuations in the currency, obviously. The other aspect of things is that we're not looking forward to any meaningful economic news today, so we're free of encumbrance in that respect. And those lower bond yields might be a headwind for those bank stocks. Even though they did quite well yesterday, they might get a little bit of a head breeze today, thanks to those lower interest rates. And the Aussie dollar, 75.5 US cents, a clear indication of that pressure being brought to bear by that improving greenback.